Hi, morning. 早晨。My name is Tai Ming. I was a Hong Kong team rowing coach before. So I work in the Hong Kong Sports Institute. My young sister was the school student in that school before. So I came here often, and I also live in here. I live in Lake Yun Estate before. So right now I'm one of the workers, work with media and junior. We work in Sports Services International. So we are glad to be here to share about our ministry to you. Try to encourage each other. So this is our privilege to be here, and so hopefully you know more about us and pray for us and support us. Thank you.
My name is Maria, and I go to Sha Tin Anglican Church. And I have always played volleyball. I'm not the top athlete like these two, but I just played in school. And here in Hong Kong, I coach volleyball. I do administration work and then train people how to do sports ministry.
I come from Samoa, the Hong Kong champion sevens team last year. We failed this year. But my sport is... Kia ora, bro. My sport is rugby. I like rugby. It's almost like a religion where I come from. But I feel like it is good to use as a tool to, you know, to build up some friendship and introduce some godly values into the hearts and lives of young people. I go to Ambassador International Church, and that church is full of rugby supporters, and I hope this church as well. All right, I work with these two guys in Sports Services International. I'm coaching a couple of clubs in Hong Kong, and I'm not playing rugby this year. I have a knee injury, getting old, getting fat, and lazy. That's it. So, and thank you.
SSA is part of YWAM, Youth with a Mission Hong Kong. So here in our bulletin, it's listed Youth with a Mission because SSA is not registered, but that's the sports ministry of YWAM Hong Kong. I'm supposed to tell you how SSI started, because I was here then. SSI was started by Jimmy Stewart. He's a former star basketball player in college in USA. He's still in Hong Kong, some of you know him, and some of you know him because later he was a couple of years as a youth pastor here in our church. He came to Hong Kong in 1980s, early 80s, to do feed team. These are Far East evangelism teams that mainly use drama and dance to share the gospel. And once Jimmy's team, they were coming back from outreach, they were still wearing these costumes, and they saw some people, some young kids playing basketball. So they thought, oh, we could join them and play basketball. And then they played a game, and then they called a timeout or halftime, and they said, hey, we have a drama we would like to perform for you. And then they did the drama. And there, right there on the basketball court, some teenagers, they received Jesus. And in the following days, they came to spend more time with the team and learn more about Jesus. So this was the first time that Jimmy realized that his sports talent can be used by God. And actually the same happened to me. I'm there, 20 years younger, there. Second on the right, I came here to do a feed team, and I just had finished my studies. I have a degree in sports and recreation management, and I thought, now God called me to missions, so I had to give up sports. But when I came here, it was exciting to see that I can combine those two to do sports and missions. Our first summer program was with the Pui Tou Middle School, and we taught basketball, I taught volleyball. And here's Bonnie, she received a basketball, this is like a prize presentation afterwards, so she received a basketball for best attitude. This is a long time ago. You see the Bank of China building is being built in the background. And we keep in touch with our students. And in 1990, I went to Billy Graham Crusade with some of the Pui Do girls. And there, Bonnie received Jesus. And then she became PE teacher, and she was one of our coaches in my volleyball camp 1995. There were three others who had been our students before, and then other Christian coaches from Hong Kong who just volunteered their time to coach and to share the gospel through sports. This was a quick history lesson. Timing is our director at the moment, and he will tell what SSI is doing now.
This is the jump rope from Jimmy Stewart. And he gave me to do some exercise. Also, this is the rope, jump rope. I took it to Sydney Olympic Games and Athens Olympic Games. And 2002 Japan World Cup. I use it to challenge the peoples. 1 minute jump rope test. Okay? Try to see how many they can jump. So I just lay down on the floor and write a sign. Okay, 1 minute jump rope test. And then all the people will come and try to challenge themselves. Okay? If they reach kind of standard, we will give them some gift. Especially some Bible scriptures and DVD, Jesus, More Than Gold DVDs, whatever. So a lot of souvenir we can give to them. And after they jump, they are very exhausted. And then our brothers and sisters will sit with them and talk with them and share with them. It's a very good idea and very good outreach. I would like to share to you this jump rope. We can challenge the young kids and also share a lot of things to them. Valuable things. Never give up. Perseverance. How do you facing challenge? Alright? Some kids very scared, don't want to try, and don't want to facing peoples. So this jump rope can teachable. And also, I would like to share my testimony to you. I was a soccer player before. I got saved in the soccer field when I was 14 years old. And in Sartin, right here, that soccer field. So I thank God because soccer, I love to play soccer. Every day I go out of the soccer field. Pray a lot. And then one day, a guy shared to me in the soccer field, and I accept Jesus. And then God called me, God gave me a lot of talents of sports. I can play soccer, I can do rowing, kayaking, dragon boat, and I can go to Olympic Games. So, and then after work, God called me to serve Him in sports ministry. And to use my talent to serve the young kids. And right now, so I'm the director of the SSI. And even though I net of management or English is not so good, but I could like to use my life to serve Him, use my talents of sports to serve Him. And because I was very edge kid, you know, edge boy. I commit criminal before, all right? I got caught by the police before. You know how bad I am before. But God saved me. God changed me in the soccer field. And now I can share Him back and use my talent. So this is my testimony. And the upcoming things of SSI will be a lot of, this summer, because of the Olympics, will be a lot of teams coming from all over the world. So we will arrange the teams to do a lot of sports outreach in Hong Kong. And our hot hoops camps will be keep going, and also some other outreach in the drug rehab center and boys' home and a lot of church. We will co-op with different churches to do sports outreach in Hong Kong during the summer. Okay? So please pray for us. And right now, media will do some other conclusion for the SSI. Thank you.
This is the scripture that was read earlier, and there are some parallels from the sports life to our Christian life, and I just want to read it one more time. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and run with perseverance the race marked for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. The first thing there was, we are surrounded by a large crowd. Like in a sports stadium, there are a lot of people who cheer for the athletes. In our Christian life, we have the church and other Christians who support us. And we can also look back to the saints in the Bible and the example of them. And so we are not alone in our Christian life. It's important that we are surrounded by others who can support us. The second thing there was, we should throw off everything that hinders. Like the runner wouldn't run with the heavy bag or carrying anything. They wear something very light. And in the same way, in our Christian life, if we carry things we are not supposed to carry, we can't run and be strong like we should be. It can be different for different people, but it can be something like worrying or unforgiveness or different things that we shouldn't be carrying. Or just anything that sometimes in a prayer we bring something to God, but then we take it back and keep carrying it. So we should leave everything to Jesus and run without the extra package that we sometimes take with us. And run with perseverance. Like our life, it's not the sprint, it's a marathon. It's not important how well we start. It's good to have a good start as Christian, but the most important thing is how well we will finish. And the way how this we can finish well is keep our eyes on Jesus. We can have other sports heroes or others to look up to. Like in the marathon, they say, if you are running, you keep your eyes on the leaders, the ones in front of you, and it helps you to keep going. And we can have different people that we look up to, but the most important example, most important is that we look up to Jesus and remember what he has done for us, what he has suffered, so that we can have the perseverance to keep going. We are very thankful for the support from Sha-Tin Anglican Church. And the financial support, it helps us to fulfill the call that we have on our lives. But we also want to have you to pray for us, because spiritual work, it needs spiritual backing, so that we would have results from our work. So I ask that you would remember us. When you see Sports Services International in a bulletin, please pray for us also. Our next biggest program is the summer program. We have some teams coming, like Simon said, and the Hot Hoops basketball camp. And then July 1st, there will be a sports ministry training day. It's arranged by the Chinese churches, but I asked if I can run an English channel, so it's open for the English speakers also. So if any of you want to know more about sports ministry, I welcome you to come, and please pray for us. July 1st is, I will send more information when we have. Then we had this idea to have a sports DTS. And those who know why I know what is DTS. DTS is Discipleship Training School. It's about 5 months training, 3 months lecture, 2 months outreach. And somewhere in other parts of the world, they have had sports DTSs that you learn about God, but you also learn about how to use your sports gift talent in missions. So we are praying about if we should start something like that in Hong Kong, and we ask you to pray for us that we would know if that's what God wants us to do and how to do it. And in all our activities, we coach different groups in every week, and a lot of ongoing activities. Just please pray that it wouldn't be just activity, but it's ministry, and that God will give us fruit from our work.